This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, the IAAF Road Relays Bahamas, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurr and me rinse up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, April 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Nwali and your company right up until 6 p.m. And you know, like we do each and every Tuesday, we go live to Grand Bahama for the Freeport Report. As you know, each and every Tuesday, awesome supplement in The Guardian from the Grand Bahama News. Everything that's going on in Grand Bahama. So we will be touching base with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper on the flip side of the break as we do the Freeport Report, as we do each and every Tuesday right here on Talking Heads. And you know how to chime in here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Tax lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be coming at you live from Grand Bahama as we bring you the Freeport Report like we do each and every Tuesday right here on Talking Heads. Keep it right where you got it.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242. Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Sylvie Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, DBS, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun. From paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Enjoy the flavors of summer with a mega-sized KFC combo and get a secret code for a chance to win. KFC and Pepsi is giving away daily beach bundles of a KFC bag packed with KFC shades, a bucket of 25 KFC whole wings, and a 2-liter Pepsi, plus a weekly cash prize of $1,000. Whether it's original recipe, spicy, or barbecue, get your favorite KFC combo today and mega-size your summer fun. KFC Nassau, it's mega finger-licking good.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I got you on the Tuesday, April 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Nwadi in your company right up until 6 p.m. And as we do each and every Tuesday, we go live to Grand Bahama for the Freeport Report. As you know, awesome supplement each and every Tuesday in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. Let's chime in with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. And, of course, Darren Cooper will be chiming in short order. Sarah, what's going on? All well with you and yours?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I called in earlier. Wanted to say thank you to him again. It was great to have some female support. I was very happy today.
I didn't hear you. Your call kind of, you kind of dropped with the audio. So I need you to repeat that.
My apologies. I said that I'm having a good day. I called in to support your fellow colleague, Mr. Lang. Zhivago gave some really good. Talked really well about the marital rape bill today. And as women of the Bahamas, I can confidently tell you that we're totally supporting him. And what he said, and it was just so nice.
But make sure to tune in tomorrow, because you know what I'll be talking about. That and a couple other things.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, no, everything's good, and we have a really good supplement today. So I want to thank you, as always, for promoting that for us in Grand Bahama. It's so nice to have that support. There was a slightly big bust of cocaine last week.
In the words of Tony Montana, that's a lot of yo-yo, man. Jesus.
Somebody's in trouble, I can tell you that much.
Man, oh, man, that's a big haul right there.
That's a big haul. They caught it trying to cross over through our container port back to the States. And so someone didn't have their party in Miami. I don't know.
All right. So... well, at least we know. Well, they landed a big score. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, so that's not going to go over really well. And then there was a bit of a upset with a lot of people over some issues they're having in Bahamia with sewage. There was a court case, and I have to say I was quite upset on the amount of the fine. But I'm understanding now that the fine is only what we can give, and we haven't changed our laws. On environmental law in so long that the fines are ridiculously low. So read the story, you'll hear about it, but this is a big story of people. We really need to consider that, especially with the problem we've had with oil leakage and things like that before. So that was a big story for us.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to see oil leaks. I don't like to see diesel leaks. I don't like to see oil spills.
Nope.
We got a diesel leak going on in Abaco right now. We don't need this in Grand Bahama.
No, but we need to have proper environmental laws that have hard-hitting regulations or fines. $1,000 is a slap on the wrist to some of these large companies. So, I mean, that's my personal opinion on it. You have to read the story to learn more. But, I mean, I think if we haven't changed our laws since they were put in effect in the 60s, and with the way that, you know, pricing changes and costs, you know, it needs to be edited and reviewed. Especially, as I would think, for oil. We also had the opening of the CG Atlantic building. It's an absolutely stunning building on the Mall Drive here in Freeport. It's beautiful. It's blue. It's gorgeous. It is supposedly absolutely environmentally friendly all the way across. They're trying to do as much as they can to lower carbon emissions. It's a company out of Barbados. It was big pomp and circumstance. The big boss was in town. The PM officially opened the building. They did a beautiful tour. So you can see about that in our paper today and hear about what the plans are for CG Atlantic, which is an insurance company. People would know them as Atlantic Medical from before. So that was a big thing happening here in Freeport last week, Thursday. We've got a really nice story for you on this great little duo, Jade and Jasmine, who have opened up this really cool, eclectic place, I would say, Lingam Vitae. They're really championing everything Bahamian. They're trying to support recycling. It's a really cool vibe that they have. And so we wanted to feature them. These ladies work very hard, and they're trying to feature as many Bahamian artists as they can, including designers as well, artists. They're having music down there, but they're also doing a lot of organic foods. So it's a nice asset for us to have. And then, of course, we had a really great turnout for the parks. We have three beautiful parks on the island here in Grand Bahama, Lekaia National Park being one of the most visited in the chain of our islands. So it was a great turnout for National Park Day. Ellsworth Weir, who's in charge of the parks, he's a really lovely guy. He's based out of Grand Bahama. And so that happened. And so I think it was all over, obviously, the Bahamas. And then we, unfortunately, they did find a body on a local golf course here, but unfortunately, it was not the person they thought it was. So this is an additional loss to the community. And so the people that were missing before are still missing. So that's an ongoing saga for us that we will have to deal with as well.
Boy, lots out of Freeport this week, boy. Lots out of Freeport. Lots out of Grand Bahama.
Yeah. And if you look in the paper as well in the sports section, we weren't able to put it into our paper, but I wanted to thank the sports editor for doing that. They featured that the Freeport Rugby Club beat the Cuckoos in a very tight game, and they are now the champions of rugby for the Bahamas. Yay!
I wonder why you put that shameless plug in there.
So, but big rugby supporter, so it was great.
There you go.
So that's been happening here along with everything else. So, and we've got a busy week coming up. I don't know if you've heard, but the chamber has agreed or is working with the Prime Minister. He will be speaking at an event in Grand Bahama on the 6th.
Yeah, but is he going to meet with shareholders and licensees and folks like Darren who've requested to meet with him for eons?
It's as far as I know, it is. He did not reach out to the Freeport licensees, but he reached out to the chamber. The chamber has sent out a save the date. It is called a business dinner meeting. It will be on May 6th with more details to come.
Is that going to be by invitation only or is it open? That was my next question.
It's open. It's open to the public. You will have to pay to go in. I believe chamber members might get a better deal for that. There's more details that are coming, but he has reached out to the chamber and agreed to come and speak to everybody about what's going on in Grand Bahama on the 6th.
All right.
Which would be really good, because I think I'm, as a Grand Bahamian, I'm very frustrated with people that are talking about what's happening on our island and they have no clue what they're talking about. And you know I sent you several messages on this.
Before we get to this portion, let me just get this in here for the sponsors. Don't forget, the Bahamian Contractors Association is inviting you to their monthly membership luncheon this Wednesday, April 24th. Environmental health and safety professional Eustacia Jennings will be the guest speaker on the topic, Why is Environment Health and Safety Important for Construction? That's this Wednesday at noon at the Poop Deck Sandyport. Special lunch price, $50. This is all courtesy of the Bahamian Contractors Association, and it's their monthly membership luncheon. Be sure to join them tomorrow, Wednesday, April 24th at Sandyport, out there at Poop Deck Sandyport. All right, we got a call real quick, Sarah. Let's grab that, and then you and I are going to chop up what we need to chop up. Talking Heads.
What's up, North East St. Petersburg?
What's going on, St. Pete? What's happening, my brother?
Hey, man, are they going to build that school back in Sweden, Steve?
Are they going to build the school back in Sweetings Key? Any info on that, Sarah?
No, I haven't heard. And it's something that Darren's brought up several times. As far as we know, as far as I can see, and I was out east a couple weeks ago. There's no activity out there at all that I can see. All the kids are still being bussed up to Freeport.
Okay.
It's just, you know, and it's a long drive for them.
Yeah. Hey, Naughty, I'm for the stretch. This is a different subject. You remember back in the 70s when that guy escaped from prison with the stole? Did they ever recapture that?
Man, listen, I lost a little bit before my time, brother. I mean, I was still running around in Pampas.
But you remember that, man? I was in primary school back in the day. And he escaped Fox in prison. But I got on a school. I wonder if they ever recaptured him, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I remember the most famous escapee that I ever knew about growing up and coming up was Barry Pacoy. I think he escaped like two or three times.
Damn, okay. And another question. Okay, Lonnie, like I know you go down, I know you get hard on the people with the handicap, right?
Yeah, man.
Answer me this question. If someone from the United States got a handicap plaque and they bring it to the United States, would they honor that in the Bahamas?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've seen a couple of vehicles purchased for the cab industry that have the American handicap decals on there. They haven't removed them, and they go ahead and use the spots to take the tourists where they need to go. So I guess if it could work for them, it could work for you.
Okay. No, I'm just saying,
but I would recommend somebody get the official, you know, handicap decal from the Road Traffic Department.
Yeah, you got to keep calling them out, man. Keep calling them out. Share them, make them share them, man.
I got another list coming out this week. I got a compilation coming out, so don't worry. You know, I can keep it out there.
All right, I'll call you back at 5. You know what I want to talk about.
Yeah, I know you want to talk about that lake again. Call me back at 5 o'clock, man. It's all good.
All right, Mr. Ugly. Thank you.
All right. Now, Sarah.
All right, thank you.
I'll be honest with you. What's the latest emanating out of Freeport? I think a collective position amongst Bahamians are, look, the port has its issues that it has to get, you know, right with Grand Bahamians, mm-hmm. but at the same time, this, for lack of a better word, shakedown by the current administration, you know, I think all Grand Bahamians see it regardless of political affiliation, where the burden is going to lie if this thing goes down. And it's going to fall on licensees and other Grand Bahamians and Bahamians in general. To foot this bill.
I think what the problem is, and here's where I get frustrated, and I got really frustrated with two of your radio announcers the other day, and I didn't get a chance to call in. But if you don't understand what you're talking about, I think it's very difficult for me to say, why are you speaking on a subject you have no idea about? If you don't understand how the Hawksbill Creek Agreement works and how it works between the government and the Port Authority itself, then you shouldn't be just making stuff up randomly on the radio and just saying stuff. You should listen to people like Javago Lang or people that call in that know about what's happening. But the Hawksbill Creek
Agreement... Or folks who actually live in Grand Bahama and have their fingers on the pulse.
If you have no idea. So there was this radio show on your station and they're like, oh, talking about this contract, like somebody just wrote it up last week. It is not that. It's been a binding contract for over 50 years. It's in its second phase of 50 years. It cannot be, it's an act of parliament, as far as I understand, cannot be changed unless there's a referendum. It has to be voted on by the licensees. They all have to agree as well. But the main thing is there is, and this is where I think I'm frustrated with the people that call in and are trying to confuse the masses who don't understand this, which is I think they're trying to make it feel like the Port Authority doesn't pay its bills to the government. That is not true. There is no bill. There is no statement they get every year going, hi, here's your bill. You owe $500. Please pay us. That doesn't happen. What happens is the Port Authority runs Freeport proper, and they run it, and they do the licensees, and they run it as a business, and their job is to bring people in here, but they have to make sure the city works, and they keep the city clean. They have to keep it beautiful. There are certain amendments that they have to go, and you can find them online. You can actually find them on the Port Authority website. But the money that the government makes, which is like the government, like the money they make in Nassau, is revenue that is earned through government bodies, which is immigration, customs, airport taxes, VAT. All of that goes to the government. It never passes the hands of the Port Authority. It is the government's money. Part of the contract that I understand and how I understand the Hawksbill Creek Agreement works is if Freeport proper does not make enough money to cover the salaries of the people that work in those businesses, the teachers, immigration officers and customs officers and police, then there would be a bill. There's never, ever been a bill because we've never not done that. We've always brought lots of money in. And it would be, and I only know this because I did a project for the Port Authority where they explained how everything worked and they were explaining it to the government. And I, you know, and but you remember, they don't know all the revenue. The government knows all the revenue. And so it is estimated by newspapers, it is estimated by the people here, that it's over $210 million, right? Million is sent every year.
Right, so after 5 years, that's close to $1 billion.
Right, but that's just 5 years. Remember, this has been since 19, when was the act signed? In 65 or 60, oh, I'm going to get it wrong. But in the 50s. So all that money's always gone to the government. So that's what, but that money usually, let's be honest, does not come back to Freeport. Freeport runs itself under the Port Authority and its services that it renders through utility, power, all of that is run by the Port Authority. So the government isn't running that entity. The government does collect all the revenue, the VAT, the immigration.
And
the
see, without that's a proper right. Freedom of Information Act, that kind of imperative information we'll never get to see.
No, we'll never see it. So we don't even know how much. It's only guesstimated what we come in. You can't even imagine how many work permits go in through the shipyard. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Let's go to pronouns real quick.
Right? It really upset me the other day when these people are talking, oh, they haven't paid their bill every year. There is no bill. The Port Authority does not get a bill. And it's people are talking about stuff they don't understand. And it's confusion because it's easier to confuse people or just make them.
It's not that hard to get a copy of the Hawksbill Creek Agreement, you know. It makes good bathroom reading material. I don't have a problem with it. You know, sometimes you got to read it and get familiar with it. We still got Sarah to be... Okay,
to improve this.
Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Sorry.
No worries. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, bro?
Hey, good afternoon to your guests.
Good afternoon.
First, let me give condolences to Brother Rudy Meadows, a well-known prominent Grand Bahamian who passed.
Right.
Over the weekend. So
I heard about that. Thoughts and prayers out to his family.
But what one of the things that most people outside of Grand Bahama or people who are not familiar with the Hawksbill Creek Agreement is that the government cannot make a decision, nor can the Port Authority make a decision without the inclusion of the licensees. Because it's a tripart agreement. It's the Port Authority, the government, and the licensees. So no party can make a decision without the three parties in a room to sit down and talk. And the person who represents the licensees in Grand Bahama is the Chamber of Commerce. So nothing can happen without the Chamber of Commerce president. That's the first thing the government, all people outside of Grand Bahama need to understand about the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. And from further clarification, former Prime Minister Ewen Ingram, he did not extend the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. He extended a part of the Hawksbill Creek Agreement that deals with the real property tax in Grand Bahama. Because in Grand Bahama, we don't pay real property tax. We pay a service charge. You understand what I'm saying?
Different application down there in Grand Bahama compared to in Providence.
If that part of the Oxford Creek, if that was not extended, then we and Grand Bahama would have to pay service charge and real property tax. And to give an example, service charge on on my home, it's like $470. On that same home, real property tax would have been like $6,000. So this is one of the advantages we get living in the Port Authority area. That's just one of the advantages. You know, I heard St. Petersburg mention the school and Swedenski. Not only is the school need to be repaired, the government dock need to be repaired. There's no government dock. There's no docks in Swedenski. No functional docks.
Let me ask you this question. How other areas in Freeport or Grand Bahama that the government is responsible for?
Well, I can give you an example right now. There's no government dock. There's no dock in Swedenski. You understand what I'm saying? This is a government area. There's no school. Those kids in Swedenski, they have to wake up like 5 o'clock in the morning. They have to catch a ferry from Swedenski to mainland McLeanstown. Then they got to catch a bus to Freeport because there's no school in East Grand Bahama. There's no school in East in Swedenski. The school has been destroyed from Dorian. It hasn't been repaired.
The school in
McLeanstown isn't repaired as yet. The school in High Rock isn't repaired. The school in Freetown isn't repaired.
Hold on now. So these are little children.
Yep. He got it right.
5 in the morning, got to catch the ferry.
So imagine doing that.
Mainland Freeport.
When it's windy or when it's raining. Those little infant kids, grade 1, 2, 3, 4 students,
Is the breakfast program in effect down there in Grand Bahama?
But what's the point of the breakfast program if your kids got to get up at bed? That's what I mean.
I was just seeing if there was something to get them going in the morning. I mean, my God, that's a heavy trek for young kids, man. 5 in the morning, catch a ferry, then catch a bus.
And you're going to have to be in the water's right. The tides are good, too, because you got to come on a boat.
You have to, look, and there's no dock, so the kids have no safe access to getting on the boat. So now they got to get the mainland McLeanstown, then they got to get on the bus, because the school in Swedenski, haven't been repaired since Dorian. The school in McLeanstown haven't been repaired. The school in High Rock haven't been repaired. And the school in Freetown haven't been repaired.
And are these elementary schools? What level of tertiary education are these?
These go up to, I think the 8th or 9th grade. I think they go up to 9th grade.
Wow.
Yeah. So again, that should give you an example of what the government think of Grand
Bahama. Critical learning years being affected by 4 schools being closed.
Yeah.
So where are all these kids going that were displaced from these 4 schools that haven't reopened?
They have to go to school in Freeport, whether it's St. George's, whether it's Jockey, with Mango Milan, but they go to various schools throughout Freeport.
Has that put a burden on those other schools as far as the numbers go?
Yeah, but, you know, in terms, not just the burden, you know, the stress you put on those children, the stress you put on those families, those parents.
Yeah.
You have some families that can't go home because of the hassle
so
to get their kids to school.
It's really imperative that school in Swedenski needs to be reopened because obviously it's going to make the ease of life a lot better for residents of Swedenski, especially the student populace.
Not just the school in Swedenski, the school in McLeanstown.
No, of course.
Or the school in High Rock, because there's no school in East Grand Bahama, period. And the distance, you're looking at about a 40-minute drive from Freeport to the nearest point in East Grand Bahama, which is Freetown. You're looking at about a 40-minute drive.
Wow. By the time the kids go through all of that, I mean, how you expect them to do anything else? They're already tired when they got to school.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I'm further to what St. Petersburg says. You just barely touched the issue with Swedenski. You just barely touch it.
So they got the school issue. They got the dock issue. Anything else going on in Swedenski? Isn't that a fishing village as well?
Swedenski. Let's take a look at High Rock. You got a seawall on a rough dig. You got the tide that's coming this late and people front yard.
Wow.
You got the tide that's come over the road into people's front yard. So imagine if we get an X hurricane come. Those people on the main road on High Rock, they go on again. There's no protection from the elements, from the water. And these are things the government has direct access over. The government doesn't have to go doesn't have to go to the Port Authority. They are things that the government is directly responsible for because it's in the East Grand Bahama, which they are responsible for. Same thing with the school in West End. That school isn't open as yet. All the funds they're doing the by-election, the school still ain't open. You realize in the building, O.B. Richcombe building, they're running drop cards from office to power up the building.
One second, caller. I mean, and you may be able to help me. Naughty, you are saying a 40-minute ride to school for those kids is hard. In Nassau, some kids are on a drive for an hour or more before they get to school. Is it something you missed? Yeah, Texas, there is something you missed. Those kids in Grand Bahama got to get up at 5 a.m., catch a ferry to mainland Freeport, and then bus for another 40 minutes to an hour to get where they want to go. So, yeah. And I'll tell you, a reason why your kids take an hour to get to school in Nassau, we drive like a bunch of donkeys. That's why. So you can't blame anything else but us on the road doing fool.
But and let me just add this about that boat ride from Sweden Ski. You go through a creek to come out of Sweden Ski. Then you have to go out into the sea. See what I'm saying? So in the creek you are protected. But once you go out there in the sea, whatever the seas are, 3, 4, 5 foot seas, those kids have to go through that. You see what I'm saying? So it's not just an easy ride. You
there
have to go,
and home.
Yeah, to and from every day.
To and from every day. And if it's not good weather and it's cold, there you go. You're right.
Yeah, so there's some real challenges. And we ain't get to West Grand Mama yet. We just talking about East Grand Mama. We ain't get to West. You know, when coming into East Grand Mama, the first settlement, Freetown, when you go to the fork, there's a fork that takes you to the missile base and takes you into East Grand Mama. If you look at that road, there are cavities. You can see the water underneath the road where the cavities are so big, where the earth is caving, I would say. Whenever you go into East End, stop on side of the road, right to the Welcome East Grand Mama sign, and look on the side. You will see cavities where you can see the water.
I could Google Earth that when I go home. Trust me.
You'll see it.
And I'll see
it. So there's some real challenges. There's some real challenges that needs to be dealt with in East Grand Mama that the government is ignoring. The government knows about these things because the who's in charge of the DRA? Lindy? Kirkland Lindy, I believe is his name. Him and the entire DRA was just in East Grand Mama to see these things. So the government knows what needs to be done in East Grand Mama. The Ministry of Education knows about these schools in East Grand Mama. So this fight against the port authority that the government is focusing on, focus on things that will directly impact people, man.
So let me ask you a question now that has come up. Let me just ask you this, though. Do you think, you know, as a Grand Bahamian, I take it you're a Grand Bahamian resident, the government officials who oversee the DRA is actually the Honorable Leon Lundy, the Minister of State for the Office of the Prime Minister. And H. Alexander Storr is the chairman, and Julian Sawyer is the deputy chair.
I met him.
So yeah, I'm just putting that there for clarity's sake and for context. But my question is this: do you think it's a Grand Bahamian that the whole attempt at and I air quote shakedown of the Grand Bahama Port Authority was that maybe a distraction to get our attention off of the overspend on Charifta?
Well, I don't think it's a distraction. I think the government is trying to get money from wherever they could get it.
So they could pay for it. Get the biggest pocket in the room, tap the biggest pocket in the room, and try to pay all the bills.
If you look at it, Naughty, over the last 2.5 years, every facet of the Grand Bahamian economy, every government agency, either the taxes has been raised, increased, or has been placed on us. Everything has gone up. In order now for you to get your business license, that's now attached to your real property tax. Your national insurance is attached to your real property tax. So we're being taxed from every angle. So I think this just is another scheme for the government to get money.
All right, Carl.
Your guest mentioned that the Prime Minister is coming to meet with Chamber of Commerce. I bet that ain't for free.
Well, it's supposed to be open to the public, what I'm understanding, but I want to make sure.
I just got confirmation on a chat group that it's $75 to go in.
Okay, so now it's $75 to go in. Okay.
It's a dinner. So, it's at the Grand Lataian. There's news on the Chamber website, and everybody's welcome to come. I presume it's first come, first serve to buy tickets to get in there.
Yeah. So, Nugget, Naughty, the Grand Lataian is owned by the Bahamas government. Why can't the government own a public meeting and on their property for the people at Grand Mama? Why you got to charge us? Why you got to charge us? The government owns this property. They're not renting us like Bahama Atlantis. This is the government property. Why you charging us to come to a meeting? Why you charge us to hear what you have to say to the Chamber of Commerce, which we all are part of, who are business owners in Grand Mama? Why you charging us? You see what I'm saying? So everything is just a money grab. It's a money grab. Anywhere, from every angle.
All right, Claude, we got to get to some other calls, but I appreciate you, Claude, man. Thanks for being so thorough and for chiming in. And I look forward to hearing from you next Tuesday for sure.
Yeah, man, take care.
All right, be safe.
And it was, and he was very nice to remind me to say, you know, our heartfelt thoughts to the Meadows family. It's a hard one to lose. He's a very nice gentleman.
Yeah, and he did a lot down there in that community. I'm understanding.
He did. He did a lot. Very, very involved.
Let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads.
Hey, hello, Naughty by Nature.
Not because I hate you. What's going on, GNN?
If I tell you what's going on, you might talk.
Well, that's my job, so let me at it.
Okay, good. Naughty, I heard one of your callers ask if they ever revived Victor. Victor's story.
Right, go ahead.
They never found him. He disappeared off the face of the planet.
So he made his great escape then?
Yeah, he made it. The only man must he ever escape was Bob's prison that they never found.
Wow. But, you got to call me off here one day and tell me the legend of that. I like to hear them old school stories, man.
Yeah, man, GNN know everything, man.
Now, GNN, then I wasn't wrong when I said the one who escaped the most times in my life might be Bob McCoy.
You was correct with him. I knew him personally.
Yeah, man.
He escaped about 3 or 4 times from the prison.
Him and his old school partner, the late Lil Ounce, they were street legends when I was growing up.
Yeah, well, Lil Ounce used to be right around by us in the Grove, you know, his girlfriend. Was there. She was a girl, you know what I mean? We know what's happened, but listen, I love Freeport. I love Freeport. But come on, man. How long Freeport people gonna be complaining about successive governments, man? They know what they get themselves into when them fellas come down there with all them power for $50 at the T-shirt. It's like this marital rape thing we talking about. If a spouse is being fired for so long, what you do, Naughty? You kill the house. Come out. You understand me?
You go to the bar and drink a cold one.
Yeah, man. Don't stay there. For
several.
50 years plus 9 months going into the next 50-year dispensation of successive government. And the only thing we doing is you got to tell the government, listen, this time is for me. I finished the job.
But I think Grand Bahamians at large, I think they already take a trip to the bar. They need a cold one after this lap. I think so. I think they're ready.
What is the definition of doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results, Naughty? Insanity. They got the people in Freeport got to be crazy. And the lady, she's a wonderful lady. I like listening to her. But there was something that these people in Freeport missing, you know. That's why Freeport went down. When Freeport was first bouncing around, they thought that was the real Freeport, but there was a Freeport under the table that's still going on today. That's why everything else failed. It looked good. It looked like it was in Miami. That's why everybody blocked there. But when the Finland administration sent Sir Albert Miller down to Freeport, you know truly why he sent him there? He sent him there to look out for the interests of the Finland administration under the table. And that's what brave them asking for. These loyal people like your guest, they don't know that. That's why the Port Authority pushed it back and said, I don't know what you're talking about. They want that money that was cut off a couple of years ago that the Finland administration was kept under the table. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, GNN, always a pleasure, man. Let's get this other call real quick, Sarah, and then...
That was good.
Let me get to this text. Naughty,
not a lawyer, but thank you.
Naughty, while the school issue is horrendous, just as devastating as the smell of petroleum in Lewis Yard, and it is an absolute abomination and betrayal of our people for successive governments to allow the people of Lewis Yard and the surrounding settlements to live in that environment where the air is saturated with the smell of petroleum. It was horrifying and beyond sad to experience that on a recent visit. All I know is that they don't really care about most of us. I'm appealing to my friends in the Grand Bahama News. Check out Lewis Yard for me, please.
What?
To see if we still got the smell of petroleum and all that.
I could do a story on it, but I have a total different thought on Lewis Yard. I mean, it's an oil refinery. Why are you living by it? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude or trying to be horrible, but it's a situation that we've got down there, which is you're living next to an oil refinery that collects and distributes oil. So it's going to be in a area. It's like living in the shipyard or living there. It's a bigger issue and one that they should have solved years ago. And to me, I wouldn't have allowed people to live there, or would have moved them. And I don't know whose issue that is. That's a bit beyond my pay grade, but I understand the issue. I get it, but they're living near an area that, you know, that's industrial. I know I'm going to get lots of calls on that one. Sorry, Naughty.
No, I know how you go. You're gonna put it out there as for what it is. And I understand that, but obviously for those folks who are still living there, who maybe cannot move and cannot relocate, then maybe we should look at doing what we can to you know, give them the best opportunity they have at some clean air. I know,
but I believe this was an issue that wasn't resolved in like the 60s and 70s that went on, and it was a big thing. They moved the schools, they changed things at the time. I don't know, and I mean, I don't know what was going on because I was in school then, so that's something that has to be addressed by somebody. But I believe that it's a bigger issue because it is an industrial area down there. It's not just the oil refinery. You've got the shipyard, you've got the container port, everything down there. So it's a working harbor, and so it is a big issue. And, you know, so the environmental concern is very, very, it's correct, but it's also, is it a place for someone to live and be there with their family? No. And how do you replace them? How do you move them? I don't know.
Let's get to this other phone call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hey,
my question is, is the Port Authority expected to fund the Ministry of Grand Bahama?
I actually don't know how that works. I know that they are supposed to help them, but I don't know if they fund them completely. Darren refers a lot to the beautification program, but I don't know how it works. I would have thought the Ministry of Grand Bahama is separate from the Port Authority, but I don't know. And I, you know what? I will try and find out for you because it's a very good question. So I will look into that and see if we can answer that correctly.
I mean, the other question is, was there ever an audit of personnel done to determine how many prisons are actually needed? Because we know just how governments go. They will fill up the place with their cronies, and all of that is costing costing the government money, which they are expecting the port to reimburse them for. So I think an audit need to be done and to determine how many prisons are actually needed down there, and what really is the responsibility for the port and the government.
Yeah, I think that would be great, but as Naughty referred to, I believe that has to be under a Freedom of Information Act. I don't know how much is related to the Port Authority. Again, I don't work for the Port Authority. I don't know. So that's something that has to be resolved. I mean, I don't know how many employees do they need? What percentage do they cover?
Right.
What donations do they give? It's like people, they refer today to stuff when Hubert Ingraham changed things. And part of his change was, I don't have it on the top of my head, but it was like a 20-point amendment he made to the agreement. And at that point, the Port Authority had to build two government schools, which they did. They had to open a market. They had to do a beautification program. All of those things were met, and they had to do that at their own cost, including, I believe, Edward St. George and Sir Jack at the time also put in both of the gymnasiums that we have, and they did that themselves. So there's other things that the port has done. The initial agreement, if you look at it and find the Hawksbow Creek agreement, they had to build the harbor, and they had to build the airport, and then they had to build smaller schools. It was like a growing concern. And then it started off as a smaller circle, and it grew and it grew. We gave a presentation of this at the Freeport Licensee Association so that everybody can understand it, because there's a lot of confusion. But it's a very clear document on what. But like you said, I don't know if there was an audit done.
Oh.
And it would be good to know if there was, and there should be. I know there is a Tribune article that we referred to. I'm going to see if I can find it now while I'm on my computer, where they said what they thought the money was that came in. But I don't know that anybody at the end of the year that the government turns around and says, okay, Grand Bahama, you brought this much money in. I don't know that happened.
Yeah. I mean, I think it, because in lieu of fact that there are no actual accounting, there has to be, there has to be some kind of paper trail to say, this is what is owed and this is what. You just can't pick a figure out of the ballpark and say, this is.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I think they would go to arbitration. But I think at the end of the day, what the people are missing, that if there's any money missing, it won't be the Port Authority who's paying for it. It'll be the people of Freeport.
Right.
They run our city. I mean, we're the ones who get taxed. We have our own power company. We have our own water company. We pay our bills. We keep this place going. It's us. We're the citizens. So, that's where the money comes from. So it would be us that would be paying it. And, you know, where's our shortfall? Did it happen during COVID? Well, you know, are we expected to pay for everybody's salaries during COVID when everything got shut down? I don't know. I mean, where is this shortfall coming? No one understands it. And,
one other question, Sarah. Does the Ministry of Grand Bahama they cover all of Grand Bahama, right?
I believe so, yes. Yes, so they, east and west, yes.
Do they overlap with the port in any areas in terms of what they're supposed to do and who's supposed to do this? Or, I mean, the port clearly knows what their responsibilities are. But I'd like to say, is the Ministry of Bahama doing things that the port's supposed to do or what? Or are they in
I think they're supposed to work in unison together. And I think that's what the bigger issue is that we had as a problem with the Freeport licensees. Is that the government and the Port Authority are supposed to work as a unit to help improve the island and to improve business. And they would, generally, they work together well. It's supposed to be a one-stop shop. You come to Freeport and you speak to the Port Authority, you get your license, you start your building. And as Darren Cooper refers to quite on, it's very fast here in getting your license, quite different from how it is in Nassau. But these things have changed over time with the way that the Port Authority has changed with different people in charge, and that has not been cohesive. And I think that's the bigger problem. That
you gotta get that a little more streamlined, so it'll be beneficial to everybody.
Yes. Right. And so, you know, the decision is that which government works better with the port. There's always an issue, and it seems that Minister Mitchell is not happy with the port and how it runs things. But sometimes the under F&M governments, they're not happy. So it's just in order for Freeport to thrive, it has to follow a functioning business. And if you remember what we have here is the port, you can refer it to like what Hong Kong had or
right.
what other municipals had. And it works everywhere else. So why is it failing here? Why are things not happening? It's got to be a communication point. There are points where Grand Bahama was absolutely thriving. And we all know,
that.
And there were... Yeah.
Not
and
to cut you out the black.
Shipyard was coming in. Container Port was phenomenal. They were making movies here. Grand Bahama was buzzing then. And it was the government and the port were doing well together.
Well, they need to
and
get back
they
to that
together,
magic.
Well, we thrive. Yeah.
Well, we got to get to the break, Sarah, because we got to get to the news. But I appreciate you chiming in, as
Thank
always.
You.
Good stuff. Have a great weekend down there in Freeport, a week in Freeport. And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday, all right?
All right, thank
and
you.
And keep
so,
up the good
so
work
much
with
for the time,
the Grand Bahama News and the supplement every Tuesday.
And thank you to all the callers. It was so nice to have everyone in and have a good discussion about what's happening here.
Good stuff. Let me get these last two texts as we get to the break. Naughty that the government and the refinery buy those folks out in Lewis Yard and go ahead and get them situated. That would probably be the best solution for that. Here's another one. Good afternoon, Naughty and Sarah. The government is trying to squeeze money from everyone, the port included. This is what the PRP does. All talk and no action. Almost 3 years and no school. Oh, by the way, great show as always. All right. Thank you, Texas. Thank you, callers. Good stuff. We'll take a break. Flip side of the break. We'll be into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. And we'll be chopping it up. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, April 23rd edition of Talking Ads continues right after this.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Made exactly the way they should be, by someone with chicken in their name. The new Kentucky Chicken Sandwiches feature a quarter pound of all-white meat, triple-breaded, spicy chicken breast filet on a freshly toasted buttery brioche bun. With your choice of lettuce, tomato, bacon, thick-cut pickles, and the perfect amount of Colonel's real mayo or spicy sauce, every chicken sandwich is freshly prepared and piping hot. Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwiches, the only chicken sandwiches that are finger-licking good.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. I'll help you get there.
We see you, the go-getter, with big plans. And we've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. And don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more info. Conditions apply.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, the IAAF Road Relays Bahamas, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, April 23rd edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:12 p.m. is the time. Not in your company right up until 6. I got Pearly zooming in right now. What's going on, Pearlissimo?
All right, yeah, a little depressed, but I'm all right.
Why are you depressed?
Davenham got to go. Got to go.
Oh, wait. Anyway.
Rationale is different than my rationale. You have an anti-LeBron thing. This ain't got nothing to do with LeBron. This one got to do with the coaching. Bad coaching, bad rotation, bad decision-making.
Mm-hmm. I know one thing, though.
So, you see, everybody can say you can blame LeBron because he missed the tree. No, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all of them have missed a tree like that. I ain't come. And the commercial from Michael Jordan says, I've taken the minute shop X amount of times and missed all of these times, but it never stops in the trend. So that ain't the problem. The problem is when you get Hachimura scoring 3 points, Reed scoring 9 points, and you got D'Lo on the bench in the fourth quarter. Crap. Utter crap.
Boy, look here. You should go into politics with that one.
That's the bottom line. D'Lo had 7 3-pointers.
Pearly.
And you have Gabe Vincent on
Pearly.
The fourth quarter. In
you,
all year.
Pearly. Pearly.
Yes, sir.
I'm watching you do your thing. Because you know, in a couple of games, you had to hear my mouth.
Yeah, but see, I don't mind hearing your mouth if LeBron screwed up. I'll have to hear it.
No. Let's not get this gray area now. Let's just reiterate what I said about this whole when he signed 6 years ago. This is not gonna end that this ain't gonna be good for the Lakers.
That argument is not for today. That argument does not fit with today. That argument does not hold water today.
Okay, then how about this argument? When I told you from early in the season that the Lakers don't get any bench scoring, they're going to lose in a 7-game series. What about this is not the same Laker team that played defense to a stellar level last year that got them to the Western Conference Final. This team don't play defense like they did last year. That's why they blew 20-point leads. Darvin Ham.
Play bad defense. It's who you had on the court.
And I mentioned Darvin Ham all along. I said, it's a different Darvin Ham this year than last year. You and I talked about it earlier in the year with some of his decisions.
He doesn't know how to be. Either he's scared to get his friends mad at him. So he put certain people on the bench and played people he's familiar with. But it's a bunch of crap. See, you can say whatever you want to say about the bench scoring. Fine.
Hold on, what happened to Bernie there?
Hey,
you know what I asked, Mr. Producer? The same green cord right here to the bottom again. I know who got a Bigfoot who keep dragging this out. But I wear a size 12. So if you got little feet and just jam it up under this table and pull the cords and stuff, that's fine. But remember, the big dog just come to wake at 4 o'clock. And the big dog got a size 12. So if I put my foot around in here, it could pull out the cord. Because I got a big foot. You understand what I'm saying? And a big mouth.
We on radio. It's not a joke.
Among other things.
We on radio.
I say I got a big foot and a big mouth. I don't lie. I'm a size 12 and I get paid for this big mouth. What you talking about, Pearly?
All right. I got you. But on a serious note, Naughty, seriously, I hear your point and your point
is all
valid.
Thank you, Mr. Producer.
Good point. But when your two key players only give you 12 points between the two, we have a problem.
And, when your bench give you, what, 6 points?
Guess what? We win a bench, fine. You can set up at the bench. But the bottom line say you can try blame the bench. But Hachimura has been lost the last two games. Reeves has been lost the last two games. If Hachimura score half of what he's supposed to score, we would have been last night.
We can't.
If Reeves scored half of what he's supposed to score, we would have been last
Pearly,
night.
Pearly, you look at it. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. Listen, it's going to be hard for Darvin Ham to do anything against this Denver. Let me just finish for a second.
No.
Let me finish for a second. Let me just finish. And the floor is yours. He had concerns with them last year. That's why they swept the Lakers. He didn't make adjustments when they got there. You and I talked about it. This year, he's making different adjustments, and it's clearly not working. The defense isn't there. And obviously, the coach from Denver is out coaching him because last year they took away D'Lo and said beat us with Reeves and Hachimura and the bench. This year they taken away Reeves and Hachimura and saying beat us with D'Lo, LeBron, and AD because we know your bench ain't giving you nothing. So you gotta tip your hat to Denver using their athleticism. Listen, 9 times out of 10 when the Lakers match up with a team in the NBA night in and night out, they're the biggest team on the floor. They had the biggest squad on the floor. Not against Denver. Between Jokic and Porter and Gordon and all, they all some big boys, long and lanky. And Caldwell Pope is playing excellent defense, fearless defense.
Naughty, I ain't buying none of that. Reeves missed it one.
You want me to buy that sack of garbage you selling me for the Lakers who down to 2-0, but you can't buy that? Jesus, God.
Naughty. What does Reeves, how many threes do Reeves normally hit in a game?
This playoff basketball, Purdy, I agree, maybe three a game, but this playoff basketball, you take people away. You make them too different.
Exactly. This is playoff basketball. This is where you separate men from the boys in champion of contenders. And obviously, Reeves and Hachimori are not champions. You got to respond. Listen, Kobe Bryant did not win any title by himself.
Anyway, I got two.
Listen, who we know to hit winning? Who we know hit some winning buckets for the Lakers? What his name was? The
God's Nike. Robert Horry?
Oh yes, role player. Correct.
Boy, you really reaching today. Go ahead, reach some more. I like it.
Role player, correct?
You almost touching South Florida right now. Let's see if we can get to Orlando.
Kobe did what he's supposed to do.
Reach to St. Pete and touch St. Pete. He won't give you a high five for sure.
Listen to me. Kobe always give you what you wanted. The role players that makes champions, not the stars. The stars, the role players that make teams champions. Boston, Danny Ainge and all them role players. Chicago, Craig Hodges and others, role players. And when the Heat win the championship, role players.
No. Ray Allen wasn't no role player. Ray Allen flat out won one for LeBron in Miami, and Dwayne Wade won one for Shaq and LeBron.
Dwayne Wade, but the role players did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, you Mike Miller, you Udonis Haslem.
Not doing what they're supposed to do. They lost.
But it ties back to, look, you've gone all the way around to say what I've been saying all along. If you get no production from your bench and no scoring from your bench, you can lose.
I ain't even worried about the bench.
All right, I got two texts for you real quick. Purdy. First one, I believe you know where it's from. Good evening, Naughty. All that preaching you would have told Purdy with your sound, wise assessment, and the Lakers still clutched in the, choked in the clutch moment, very reminiscent to his Dodgers.
That's a Laker fan saying that too, though.
No. I can read this again. Good evening, Naughty. All that preaching you would have told Purdy, and he won't listen to your wise assessment. The Lakers choked in the clutch moment just like his Dodgers.
That person is a Laker fan.
No, that person is your homeboy who scored you every day and harassed you.
But he is actually a Sixer who down 2-0 as well.
Mystery like company, I guess.
All right. So, and talk about choke.
Listen.
Who Sixers do last night? Edwards come. Couple of clutch calls too, though.
Hold on. Naughty, I'm so happy that LeBron and company got a nice cut. LeBron needs a nice attitude adjustment. He's getting it, and then he needs to leave L.A. All right, let's get this call real quick, Purdy, and then we will talk about the calls, though. On Real Talk, a lot to discuss there. Talking heads.
Hey, what's happening, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery?
Listen, you know,
Mystery got nothing to say.
Let me give an opportunity.
No, you got nothing to say because where your team is.
But you don't even know what I can say.
Okay, let me listen to you.
You don't know what I can say?
Let me listen to you.
I thought I was listening to a wake just now. I thought someone had died suddenly, or the police family.
Well, you know it wasn't me. I thought I was
attending a wake just now because I thought... I can't believe, really. Suppose Murray did miss that shot. I wonder what his soliloquy was going to be today on the opening of this show.
My soliloquy would have been the same thing it is now. Devin Hahn is a lousy coach.
But he would have been an awesome coach if Murray did miss that shot.
No, because he shouldn't have come down to that.
No. My question to you is, would you have credited him as an awesome coach? If Murray did miss that shot, you would have been on this show right now. I'm celebrating AD.
No, you don't know me. You don't. It shouldn't have come that. You blow a 20-point lead. It shouldn't come to that.
Well, I agree with that.
You put a man who was hot on the bench because you bring a man, Gabe Vincent, who's played 4 or 5 games all season.
Well, I agree with you on that.
Come on, man.
Blowing a 20-point lead and then lose the game.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is correct. I mean, it ain't the first time it has happened. Man. The Lakers blow plenty 20-point games and lose against Boston in the championship. We had 25-point games.
Listen, Denver 10-0 against them.
And the last 10, they're 10-0 against the Lakers. That's real.
10-0 against the Lakers.
Well, the Lakers are 0-10 in their last 10 against Denver.
You're trying to tell me an NBA team that goes in 10-0. Obviously, that coach ain't going to be supposed to do.
Or that team owns you regardless. Yeah.
Then you're a professional. You're supposed to make adjustments. You're supposed to make the right adjustments. They can't own you that much.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was just unbelievable last night. So,
I mean, I'm saying that before I watched Detroit, did Chicago for years before Jordan prevailed. You saw that happen.
Anyway, Mystery, I know you listen to the show regularly. You're one of our loyal listeners and big-time contributors, especially in football. And you're a big Heat fan. But listen, I can be honest with you. I need you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
When Denver get to 4 games and they win this first round series, I want you to call in and you do me the favor. Tell everybody Naughty told you also. Okay?
I will, because I'm listening and I'm watching.
And you can document it, right? I've been talking this for a minute, right?
Yes, you have been.
Listen to me.
But Purdy putting on a good spin today, you know. I won't put Purdy in the next election. Purdy will win.
You've been saying it, Naughty.
Mystery, I want you to listen to me carefully. Yes, Naughty has been saying that because of his hate for LeBron, and I expect that, and I accept that.
No.
This thing has nothing to do with other than his hate for LeBron.
No, but Purdy. In all of my I gotta say this. In all of my well-documented, non-deniable, undeniable, no denial whatsoever, hate for LeBron on the court, I have still always spoken to what the Lakers need to do in order to win. And the points I made, they didn't do. The bench scoring has come back to bite them in the butt, and you and I talked in depth about how I'm not being the same coach this year.
Listen to me carefully.
So don't say I don't speak to the issues of the Lakers, you know.
When we dump LeBron,
I just hate LeBron phrase.
When we dump LeBron and we be a lottery pick for 3-4 years in a row.
Your air fryer will be full of the best eats and meats in all the land. No diddy. And the cooler will be full. Don't worry about that. We're going to get through that, man, together. No diddy.
No. Listen to me very carefully.
When Thursday, 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Pearly had Muff on the show. And Lakers had been one game. And they're on the show, popping champagne. What's going on with these two fellas? They popping champagne and cutting birthday cake.
Muff, hurry up, call in, please. Be careful. Let me just say. Muff said that. I said, do not be surprised. I said, but I expect them to lose.
But this is Tag Team Radio today.
Huh?
I said, but this is Tag Team Radio today. Hurry up, Muff, call it.
Because you and Mystery
Tiger. Him and Muff popping champagne and cutting birthday cake. I wondered what's going on.
Now, Pearly.
So I warned them. I said, don't celebrate too soon, you know.
Pearly,
I told them.
You and I both know how Mystery go, okay?
I know that.
Okay, so we can leave that just like that.
On a very serious note. Back to what Naughty says, but used to what the Lakers have given us all the time and what we used to as Lakers. I'm not going to be used to being in the doldrums for 5 years in a row. I can't deal with that.
We ain't going to be in the doldrums for 5 years in a row.
Mark my words. The Lakers will not be a playoff contender, will not be a championship contender before the 20s over.
Pearly, just let me just let you hear this. And Mystery, I want you to hear this now, too. And then Pearly will probably say, now I totally see why he's been at this angle for the better part of 2 years. Pearly, the worst case scenario for the Lakers being in purgatory is a year and a half.
Bull crap.
You know who could get a big contract out of him in 2 years? Ja Morant Afari. Yes, sir.
Naughty. This is 2024.
Hold on.
The Lakers will not be a contender before 2030. I'm telling you that.
Listen, Pearly, I'll be honest with you.
You got no points around until 2027. You get ready to trade.
Let a Mystery be safe. Pearly, you get rid of AD. You get rid of LeBron. You could buy your talent what you need. You don't need draft picks. But I tell you, don't worry. We will go through it together. No diddy. Great eats and drinks in the air fryer. And the cooler will be full. You know, all rise. That's what I'm talking about.
It doesn't matter to me. It's 6:45 p.m. I will be tuning into my Dodgers playing the New York Mets.
And listen, Sandra and Donnie said, tell you about that all rise ain't waking, because they tried that a couple times and said, look here, man, I got a chance.
I probably wasn't home if they shout all rise.
They tired of shouting that, but they saying they going back, the Dolphins suck. They want to let you know that. And Donnie said, I get more of a reaction when I say that. It's like, let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
What's up,
Mr. Hey, what's going on, St. Pete? All right, you got to call us back, St. Pete. That you got dropped on that bridge. But, Purdy, I can be honest with you. The calls in the NBA this year, at least in the Lakers series and in that Philadelphia series, leave a lot to be desired. Now, listen.
More than a lot.
I saw D'Lo get slapped in the face, you know? At some point, the call ain't there. You can't let that affect you. You got to be able to win that game and finish that game, LeBron.
So why didn't Davenham challenge it? Why going home last night with his challenges?
Can I tell you something? I think Ham already got a feeling he's dead man walking. Regardless, of whatever this playoff run comes to, he's done.
Yeah, but you don't wait dead man walking, because guess what? There's another team who may believe in you. But I'll tell you who the Lakers should be bringing there.
Who?
Rondo.
As the coach?
Yes, we should interview Rondo and bring him there.
Yeah, but the problem is Rondo might slap the ish out of a player or two in the process.
I can live with that. At least, guess what? You don't need to do that if you're doing crap.
No, Rondo is Rondo would. I hear Rondo has great pedigree as a coach. He's been well talked up very well of his potential to be a coach.
I think the Lakers should take a shot at him.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, after Milwaukee found out Doc Rivers could be gone, we probably got a shot at Doc too.
I don't think Doc can. I think Doc can be right there.
I'm being facetious on that one.
I think Doc got a raw deal. He's got injured players. I think Doc will be given another year. He's not going anywhere.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Johnny, what's up? This is Petersburg again. Got the call back.
What happened, man? What's going on, man?
Muffin Mystery Dog says, y'all ain't got no grounds to talk on, because after the night, y'all will have the same record what we got, okay? That's the bottom line. But like I said, the Lakers, until they play defense, they'll win no games, okay? They got the offense. They can put up the points. But until they defense win championship, until they play defense, man, they might as well write it off. If they don't play defense, then we're going to sweep them. That's the bottom line. Just 80 playing this game. You know, he keeping, you know, you could, like I said, if it wasn't for 80, man, we might have already get by 100 points. You see what I'm talking about? But defense, man, until they step their defense up, it's a wrap for them, man. That's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? But, Dolphins fans, y'all celebrating. Man, y'all going to be 0-2 like us in the morning. Have a good day.
All right, Mystery. Be safe, my brother. Be safe. Boy, you don't like them heat, boy. But listen, I mean, we got a good final 10 today. We got Rich Eisen breaking down both those games last night. And I'm sure Rich is going to talk to the officiating, but like the officiating leaves a lot to be desired, but you cannot blame it one way or another. You got to be able to play through that in the playoffs, because you know crazy officiating will pop up in the playoffs.
Yeah, I understand that. And you got to hold your head. But come on, man. Challenge it, Tom. Challenge it, man. That could have been the difference of the game right there. It should, but like I say, I don't believe in that kind of stuff, because you should not come down to that.
Yep. And one news coming out of that game last night, the NBA is investigating after a video showed Nikolai Jokic's brother punching a fan in the stands after the game.
Yeah, so I heard that. Slap or punch? I think he slapped.
Or punch, regardless. I mean, all I know is the dude had on a LeBron jersey who got punched, so I ain't got no problem with that.
But you cold-hearted, though.
Very cold-hearted. You know I've been waiting for this. You know my name is Mr. Morton right now, right? It is what it is. But I digress. If you want to talk about some football, Purdy, I hear some potential trades coming up in the NFL.
You mean for Thursday? I hear a lot of stuff.
I hear Brandon Ayuk can end up in Baltimore, or he could end up in Buffalo.
I see Zach Wilson was traded to Denver.
Now, could that be a reclamation project for Sean Payton? You never know.
I think Denver, who they got now? They got who?
Let me tell you something, though. Denver don't really have a quarterback per se. And okay. I'll tell you something. They made some comparisons to Drew Brees when Zach Wilson was coming out of college.
Yeah, I heard that, but I didn't buy into that.
I didn't buy into it either, but maybe Sean Payton sees some of those Drew Brees-like qualities, but he thinks he can nurture.
If Payton asked him, that's what Payton probably saw something that he could do, and maybe Payton may be the coach to bring that out of him. We'll see.
Yeah, because to tell you the truth, I don't think anybody else see it. But that apparently,
they're probably going to pick up.
Here's the next thing that I was just going to tell you. Latest rumor coming out, the Broncos are very interested in Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. This as per Peyton Manning via 104.3 The Fan in Denver.
Okay.
I know Denver is very interested in him, and it sounded like a place he'd love to come, but it's a little bit out of his control. This, according to Manning via 104.3.
It is. They'll have to make a serious trade. I don't know, because a lot of people looking, I think Minnesota looking to move up, all kind of people looking to move up.
Yeah, but McCarthy is getting a lot of push right now out of nowhere.
No, his stock has risen a lot since and McCarthy's a winner, you know. He's always been a winner. So I don't see an issue. I think I actually like him as a quarterback. I've seen him play more than I've seen the others.
All right. On a separate note, for all you Caitlin Clark fans, she got paid, okay? She got $28 million from Nike.
$28 million shoe deal. Oh, my goodness.
From Nike, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I wait to see what Angel can get.
Angel almost made $28 million off nil money last 2 years in college.
Did you see that new Mercedes Benz she got?
No, but I'm sure you'll tell me all about it.
Listen, I'm riding with my girlfriend. Don't let her laugh at me, please, okay?
She can go. And now you tell me that I just control joke up there. Now I see why he was trying to be so impressive defending the Lakers early on. Now I see why you had your A game out. Anyhow.
I had the Dolphins are talking to the 49ers about swapping first round picks and getting a second from the 49ers.
I'm hearing the same thing with Dallas, too. There's three or four teams interested in that 24th pick. Some even trying to trade back into the first round. That gives Dallas maybe, you know, like 2 second round picks, 2 third round picks, and a fourth we don't have. That now gives us five or six players in the top 100, and you really can't beat that.
No, you can't at all.
So, and guess what? One thing that Dallas has always done, you can talk bad about us all you want. We do very well in the draft.
Actually, you guys do. You always hear that one-star player every time.
So, you never know what we're going to do. And there's a lot of talk. There are a lot of trade-down scenarios for Dallas as well as other teams as well. So
I'm excited. I'm for the first time in a long time, I'm kind of excited about this year's draft. Not that I really – I think because so much chatter, so much moving about, I think it's going to be interesting to watch what some teams do.
Now, a couple of things here. They're listing them already. Okay, texter. Whoa.
What's going on here?
Before you make me break out AB quotes about Caitlin, all right, calm down. Yes, I'll big up Caitlin Clark, who is not the GOAT. Let everybody know she's...
Read the text. Let me hear the text.
All right.
Read the text.
Big up to the GOAT, Caitlin Clark, who is certainly better than Angel Reese and possibly better than Jordan. Glad she got paid. Just do it.
Text
her. What I want you to do...
Let me answer that one.
Okay, and then I'll answer it.
Now, in terms of NCAA records and all that, she's got them all. Yes. She's an excellent shooter, fantastic scorer. But she has to get into WNBA and prove herself first.
Oh, and she can't be the college GOAT. She can't be the college GOAT with no championships. I'm sorry.
See, and that's it. I'm going to say that because Naughty, you into championships. Angel got a championship. My girl got a championship.
No, Pearly, I'm not into championships. I'm into stats and rings. That's the decider for me. The yin and the yang. It's not one or the other. It's both.
And you know, Pistol Pete, they called Pistol Pete one of the GOATs of college and didn't have a championship. So anything can happen.
Yeah, if you lobby and you push and you push and you push and you talk about something,
you know how I argue, because you know I am nobody's a bigger Dan Marino fan than Earl. So I mean, so
that's why you gotta argue that. But you know you need the hardware.
You know, in a team sport, I that's not a point for me. Now,
If I put it to you like this, if you put it to me like this, Naughty named five of the most prolific NFL passers in the history of the NFL. Dan Marino might be number one on my list. Warren Moon might be number two.
All right. So we
Dan Fouts might be on there too.
The most prolific scorer in NCAA history.
Oh, definitely, but not the GOAT. But yes, most prolific for sure.
Okay.
She could shoot the rock, baby.
Now, she's going to the Fever. She's going to do well there because they probably got the best, one of the, if not the best player in Aaliyah Boston. Who can take the double team and leave her wide open to take shots?
Buddy, keep an eye on that Chicago team with your girl on it with Cardoso too. I don't want y'all sleep on that lineup for years to come.
As much as I love John Quayle, I may become a Chicago Sky fan because you know that's my girl. But I just think the team is really good.
The team is good.
Two of them on the court together.
The team is good. They do have some solid pieces.
But let's see what happens.
All right. Well, what we're gonna do now, Purdy, is let's get to the picks. So we can get to the picks, then we'll take the break, and then, you know, Rich Eisen will take us home today, breaking down all those games last night. We got some good games in the NBA tonight, too, man. Some teams could actually pull away tonight. Some teams need to win to stay alive.
Well, Go ahead.
What you got to say?
No. The picks. I can make a comment when we make the picks.
All right. Okay, cool. Oh, and by the way, that texter. What I want you to do after that text about Caitlin Clark, what Purdy didn't tell you is what I want you to tell you. What I need you to do is step away from the vodka, the Natasha.
Natasha? Oh my God!
Yeah.
Not even great.
No. The Natasha.
Natasha.
Put down the cup of Natasha and step away from the orange juice. All right, texter. We'll hear from you tomorrow, but on that text. Put down the Natasha and step away from the orange juice.
You see where I told you I'd take Cleveland and the points last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving right along.
And you see where I told you I'd take Denver to win in the money line, right?
Yes, you did.
All right, Suns and Timberwolves.
I want to say two words, but we can't say it on radio.
I know. Suns and Timberwolves. I like the Timberwolves to win by three tonight at home.
I like the Timberwolves, and I can take the points.
And I'll tell you, right after Ja Morant, that Edwards is nuzzling into that number two spot on my list of my two favorite players in the league right now, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's climbing up there in my records.
That's a bad boy right there, boy.
Listen, I saw a highlight of a dunk he did. Oh, my goodness. That brother, I would love to see him in L.A.
You mean the one when he split his finger open on the rim when he dunked it on the Mbappe so far? Hard? Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. I like the Bucks minus one at home over the Pacers tonight. I think the Bucks get it done by one.
Yeah, Halliburton, that's the right they can all call in his name, has not played well since he came back off the injury.
Now,
I like the Bucks and the points as well.
And take the Mavericks in the point and a half tonight. I like them to win that game.
I like the Mavericks tonight too. I never got pulled for a team James Harden on because he's let you down. So I can take the Mavericks tonight.
Okay, now, right before we get to the break, Pearly.
Oh, and I'll take the Dodgers over the Mets tonight, too. Over the Nationals tonight, too.
I like that one, too. That's a nice four-teamer right there. Now, Pearly, before we get to the break, got to ask you this. Because you know both of us have talked about how we feel about Pete Rose. We just recently had your guy, Otani, with his translator getting caught up in betting on sports. What's your take on Ryan Garcia coming out today saying he bet $2 million on himself and won $12 million for beating Annie over the weekend?
That's not, I have so much, I'm not a gambler like that per se. I play my parlays and stuff. I'm not a huge gambler. I like my parlays. Once in a while, if your birthday come, I can buy you a number. I don't spin. But the bottom line is, what if he had bet against himself and decided to lose?
Correct. To me, it's still betting on sports.
He should go through some disciplinary measures.
And furthermore, he played crazy all over social media. You know that had to get his odds to come down. Because if you bet $2 million and you win 12, that means you got 6-1 odds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I have a problem with that. I have a major problem with that.
Yeah. And listen, that line, like I said, that line would have probably been different had he not played crazy. And might have been less if he hadn't played crazy. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And I'm a bit buried the way sports betting is going now. even ESPN, everybody
has a channel dedicated to ESPN Bet.
Yeah.
If you look at FanDuel, they're sponsoring everything that moves.
Yeah.
And that, look, I checked out the app. You could go on there and they give you the kind of prop bets that say, next inning the pitcher will get one strikeout. And you bet your money, you could win triple your money, quadruple your money. And all you need is a dude to get a strikeout in that inning.
Yeah, yeah. And then sometimes you only have to get 3 out of 4 parlays, right?
Correct. And win your money, yeah. So they're taking it to a new level. Anyway, good stuff as always, Purdy. We got to get to the break now. Good luck with your picks tonight. And we'll do it again tomorrow, man. Lakers not playing tomorrow, right?
The Lakers are playing. Are they playing tomorrow?
No, they play Thursday.
Thursday. You got tomorrow is the Heat and Celtics and the Pelicans and the Thunder.
A lot of good games still left to play. We'll see how the second round shapes up when we get out of the first. Good stuff, man. Have a good win, Purdy. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Rich Eisen coming up out of the break talking NBA basketball. Everything that went down last night, including that crazy officiating. Keep it right where you got it.
Ciao, ciao.
Mother's Day, one to remember with a delightful Mother's Day brunch valued at $300, courtesy of Häagen-Dazs and Fun Foods Wholesale. It's simple. Just head over to Lickety Split or Super Value locations and purchase a pint of your favorite Häagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99. After purchasing, don't forget to write your full name and number on the back of your receipt and drop it into any entry box at the store. You're now in the running for our grand prize drawing, taking place on May 10th. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Happy Mother's Day from Häagen-Dazs. Promotion ends May 8th.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
Maybe it's time to explore your options. There's no harm in reviewing your mortgage arrangement and considering a better deal. CIBC Caribbean can help you narrow your search and decide. Switch your mortgage to CIBC Caribbean and enjoy a special interest rate and help towards your switching cost. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more information. Conditions apply.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Hear what Boss Man was saying about there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying for him out. Ain't be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We talked yesterday about how disappointing the first games of the first round of the NBA playoffs were. It looks just like, you know, that engine just took a little bit to turn over, took a little bit of time to finally start revving. With all due respect to the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic, place that game aside. Cavs are up 2-0. Place that game aside. The double dip on Turner last night. Knicks Sixers, Lakers Nuggets. Now that's what we're talking about. Because it had everything. Had a little bit of everything. We had a buzzer beater. We had the defending NBA champs on the ropes at home. It looked like the Los Angeles Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis were about to draw finally some blood on a home team in these playoffs. And we saw Jamal Murray rip out the Lakers' heart and show it to them pumping with a fadeaway jumper as the buzzer went off in Denver. Jamal Murray fading away over the 7-foot-tall Anthony Davis to win the basketball game that the Lakers had led by double digits. Step back jumper indeed. And this guy couldn't make a shot all game and had 14 points in the fourth quarter. So there you have it. And believe it or not, the stat that we have at the bottom of our Roku channel feed, first game winning buzzer beater in the playoff history of the Denver Nuggets.
Oh,
how about them apples on that front? And that was after the Sixers and the Knicks had at it in Madison Square Garden, and the Knicks pulled a Reggie Miller on somebody else in that building for a change, where it looked like a multiple possession lead for the opponent was going to hold up, and some craziness on an inbounds play led to back-to-back threes, and suddenly the game flipped in a matter of seconds. As Dante DiVincenzo, the big ragu, one of the Nova Knicks, as they're being referred to, helped overcome a late-game deficit and helped shock the Sixers, who looked like they could hold Jalen Brunson down again. But Brunson makes his first three of the night by shooting a three-pointer, and the ball hits the front of the rim, it seemed, and somehow popped straight up in the air and landed through the basket.
Home bounce. Ugh. Shooter's bounce.
Hey, at least it was only one hop this time, TJ, not like
four,
Kawhi over Embiid back in the day. Yikes. And then the inbounds pass where Tyrese Maxey had two Knicks draped all over him. Josh Hart did the hands up, I didn't touch him type move that usually does indicate.
Yeah, he touched him.
A physical contact did actually occur. Guys on the floor. It's wild how either A, that wasn't a foul. B, it wasn't a travel on Maxey, because if he goes down, and isn't that a travel? Or C, there wasn't a timeout awarded to him, because it seems like a bunch of Sixers, including the head coach, made the international symbol of timeout.
Yeah.
It wasn't awarded. And DiVincenzo launches a three and misses. Isaiah Hartenstein comes up with one of the million offensive rebounds the Knicks have gotten through the first two games of this series. On the floor, gets it to OG Anunoby, who gets it to DiVincenzo at the top of the arc, and that one was dead solid perfect. Sixers had one last shot at it. Hartenstein with a huge block
on Maxey.
Yeah. And it wound up in the hands of Embiid, who I thought was going to jar that three, but it went off the back of the iron, and the Knicks survive by going up 2-0 with two of, I think, Brunson's worst back-to-back games of the year. And the action was intense, surpassed only by some post-game press conference gems. Starting with LeBron, who thought he was fouled going to the basket to put the Lakers up two, didn't get an and one. Even if he did make the free throw, though, Murray's two would have just put them up by one to win it as opposed to win it by two. But that said, LeBron did miss a three prior to Murray getting the ball and winning the basketball game with the first ever buzzer beater in Denver Nuggets playoff history. But that did not deter LeBron, who was not just focused on not getting his own call after the game.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the fuck do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. Makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't answer your question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Nick game too. What are we doing?
And speaking of the Sixers Knicks game, this is what Joel Embiid had to say at his locker after the game about the officiating towards the end of that contest.
Unacceptable. Reeves got fouled, a couple times. You know, we just had the same thing happen against Miami with Tyler Herro. That's just unacceptable to, you know, put us in that situation. That's unacceptable to lose a game like this, especially in the playoffs. So,
F-bombs flying. Whew. And then, of course, the question of was put to Anthony Davis afterwards about what happened on the final buzzer beater that Murray stepped back and shot it over the seven-footer, who is already ornery because he was not named a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. Check that out.
Well, can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? And what was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
And that's it. See ya. Mic drop.
That's amazing. I mean, that is what happened. In fairness.
Yeah,
I mean,
and, you know,
that's a Magic Johnson tweet.
He would tweet that out. Hey, NBA playoff action. It's finally arrived. Took a couple days, but it has finally arrived. Just in terms of LeBron talking about what the replay center is up to.
Oh, Magic just tweeted 2 minutes ago.
Well, here's the deal, because the replay center is not going to buzz in like the NFL in the last 2 minutes of a game. It's just not going to buzz in. And the league is not going to allow it to buzz in because they could buzz in every play, correct? Wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think?
It's like holding in the NFL. You
know, I totally get
less than NFL holding.
Hey, but yeah. TJ, yeah, I totally get you as a Sixer fan would have major issues with the way that that ended. But however, okay.
But you know, as we talked about before the show, I'm not blaming that.
No, no. Hey,
the Sixers gave up that lead.
Lowry missed a free throw.
I missed a free throw.
He could have been up six.
And then
that trip down the court for the Knicks.
Inbound pass in something that a veteran point guard should never have done. Well, I mean, I'm not going to put that on.
Because
on
the Sixers there. Are all, well, part of the reason why Brunson isn't having a very good first two games is they are all over him the minute that he inbounds from the Knicks' own end line. It's 40 minutes of hell that they're giving him. Similar to, you know what I'm saying, a full court press. Yeah. Little Arkansas Razorback back in the day.
Nolan Richardson.
Seriously, like they're all over him. And you could call foul everywhere. And I had a problem over the weekend. The Knicks had an inbound, had a possession awarded to Philadelphia when the ball went off the Sixers. Knicks challenge it and get the ball back because the refs blew the call. But they lost their timeout. They had only one timeout remaining for like the fourth quarter of their game one victory. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Refs blow it. You have to use a timeout to challenge. You get it right and you lose your timeout. And I got people saying the game's long enough. Too many timeouts as it is. Yeah, well, maybe the association should do is get together, figure out maybe there's a couple fewer TV timeouts of some sort, make the game a little quicker at the beginning. So at the end, you know, you do have a little bit better of an eye on the sky on it, or game's long enough towards the last 2 minutes of a game.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can
game's long enough because you want to get it right.
You want to get it right, so. But couldn't you call foul on pretty much any play in the last 30 seconds of a game? It was like a brawl.
It was an old school 90s
Eastern Conference playoff basketball game.
I kind of liked it with no skin in the game.
So that's the issue, is I guess the refs have to be better on the spot. So, that's what I'm saying. LeBron's the one who brought up the replay center. Unless he's saying one of those moments were challenged and they got it wrong. I'm just saying how he's referring to what he saw at the end of the Sixers-Lakers game. I mean, Sixers-Knicks game. That's the way it was back, you know, in the old 80s and 90s in the Eastern Conference. I mean, speaking of which, I think guy who's a Pistons fan is about to come out here. Sure, he saw a lot of the bad boys, Jeff Daniels.
Mm-hmm. They were a little bit physical.
But all I know is the NBA playoffs have arrived, everybody.
Yeah, that was a great night last night.
Oh, and Magic has tweeted?
Yeah, just now in the last couple minutes.
Okay, what did he have to say about it? Yeah. We've got it right here, the chat.
Chat EMJ.
EMJ. Last night I was so devastated I couldn't even tweet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.